Bacon Creole Basic Course, Lesson 1, Volume 1, Tape 1C. This is the third and last hour of supervised independent study in this day's lesson cycle. Comprehension Practice. A. Guided Listening Practice. 1. Listen to the following conversation between Boss Alcee, Marie's husband, and Thomas. The first part of the conversation should present no difficulty to you.
Thomas, qui j'en ai?
M'la, et où même, Boss Alcee?
Pas plus mal.
Et Marie, lui bientôt.
2. Now listen to Boss Alcee's reply.
Grâce à Dieu, l'attendez toujours.
Do you remember what
grâce à Dieu
means? It means, thank God. 3. Listen to Alcee's reply again.
Grâce à Dieu, l'attendez toujours.
The part of the sentence you don't quite understand means, he's still holding on.
L'attendez toujours. L'attendez toujours.
Repeat this phrase part by part. Always or still.
Toujours. Toujours.
To hold on.
Tendez. Tendez.
The next part indicates that the action of state is going on at the present time.
Up. Up.
The next part is a reduced variant of the pronoun
li,
and it occurs always before the particle
up
and in all positions in fast speech.
Lap. Lap.
Contrast.
Up. Lap. Up. Lap.
Give the meaning of
lap tendez toujours.
It means she's still holding on. Repeat.
Grâce à Dieu, la tendez toujours. Grâce à Dieu, la tendez toujours.
4. When the conversation resumes, Alcee is going to ask Thomas how the latter's children are doing. Listen.
Es-tu mon yo, compa Thomas? Yo bien?
You should be able to give the meaning of the form
yo,
which recurs twice in the sentence. It is the third person plural pronoun.
Yo. Yo.
5. How would you say they're fine?
Yo bien. Yo bien.
And this is in fact what Boss Alcee says.
Es-tu mon yo, Thomas? Yo bien?
6. In Creole, child, or literally, little people, is...
Ti mun. Ti mun.
Children is...
Ti mun yo. Ti mun yo.
Here,
yo
serves as plural marker. Contrast the singular and plural form.
Timun, timunyo. Timun, timunyo.
Creole consistently omits redundant grammatical signals and the fact that
timunyo
is intended to mean your children rather than my children or these children can be derived from the situation. Provide the English equivalent for
timunyo. Compare Thomas. Yo bien?
And your children, Thomas, how are they? 7. In Creole, the word for to grow is
grandir. Grandir.
Listen to Thomas' reply.
Oh oui, mon cher, y'ab grandi. Oh oui, mon cher, y'ab grandi.
Do you want to guess at the meaning of this sentence? It means, ah yes, old man, they're growing up. 8. Note that the verb,
grandir,
occurs with a continuative marker.
Oh oui, mon cher, y'a grandi. Oh oui, mon cher, y'a grandi.
Contrast.
Yo grandi, y'a grandi. Yo grandi, y'a grandi.
10. Listen.
Oh oui, mon cher.
That means, ah yes, old man. 11. Now listen to the entire conversation.
Thomas, qui j'en ai?
M'la, et où même bon salpé?
M'pas plus mal.
Et Marie, lui bientôt.
Grâce à Dieu, elle a tout aimé toujours. Et qui m'en est Thomas, y'a bien?
Oh oui, mon cher, y'a grandi.
12. Now our two Haitian friends are taking leave of each other. Listen to the end of the conversation.
Eh bien, Thomas, au revoir.
Au revoir, bon salpé.
Eh bien, Thomas, au revoir.
Au revoir, bon salpé.
Thirteen. How do you say in Creole, goodbye?
Au revoir. Au revoir.
14. Now listen to the entire conversation. You will hear it first pronounced carefully, then a second time at normal speed.
Thomas, qui j'en ai?
M'la, et où même, Botalfi?
M'pas plus mal.
Et Marie? Dis bientôt.
Grâce à Dieu, l'abstin est toujours. Et tu mon yo, Thomas, yo bien?
Oh oui, mon cher, y'a grandi.
Eh bien, Thomas, au revoir.
Au revoir, bon salpé.
Thomas, qui j'en ai?
M'la, et où même pour salpé?
M'pas plus mal.
Et Marie, lui bientôt.
Grâce à Dieu, la p'tembe toujours. Et qui mon yo, Thomas, yo bien?
Oh oui, mon cher, y'a grandi.
Eh bien, Thomas, au revoir.
Au revoir, bon salpé.
B. Comprehension test. Supply the English equivalents for the following. The correct answer will be given by the confirmation voice. 1.
Grâce à Dieu.
Thanks to God. 2.
Dis bientôt.
She's fine too. 3.
Yap can be.
They're holding on. 4.
Et si mon yo, si j'en yo yo.
And how are your children doing? 5.
M'ap kembe toujours.
I'm still holding on. 6.
Yo la.
They're all right. 7.
Y'ap kembe toujours.
They're still holding on. 8.
L'ap grandi.
He or she is growing up. 9.
Et si mon mari yo, yo bien?
And how are Marie's children? 10.
Oui bien, mon cher.
I'm fine, old man. 11.
Au revoir.
Goodbye. 12.
Lui-même.
Himself or herself. If you have answered 10 of the 12 questions correctly, you may continue to the next part. If you have failed to answer at least 10 questions correctly, do the test once more. C. Guided Conversation. 1. Listen carefully to the following conversation. You will need to answer questions about it in trio.
Bonjour, Marie. Bonne nouvelle.
Oh, Thomas. Martin de Bonjour. Et vous-même?
M'papi mal, non? Et moi, ça le fait. Si j'en lié.
L'absent de tout. Et puis, mon yo, bonne nouvelle, yo. Y'a grandi.
Oh oui, y'a grandi.
Un de mon cher, au revoir.
Au revoir, Marie.
2. Now reply to the following questions in trio. The answers supplied are only suggested. A.
Qui j'en marié?
Libyen.
B.
Et Thomas, bonne nouvelle, lui.
L'attendez toujours.
C.
Et bon, ça le fait. Libyen tout.
Oui, Libyen tout.
D.
Et petit Thomas, yo. Qui j'en yo yo?
Yo bien tout.
E.
Petit Thomas, yo, a grandi?
Oui, y a grandi.
End of tape 1-2. Asian Creole Basic Course. Volume 1, Lesson 2. Dialogue. Tape 2A. Part 1. Part A. Dialogue for Comprehension. Thomas Louis is going to the market in Tokyoville, a suburb on the heights above Port-au-Prince. On the way, he meets his friend Alcee Baptiste, who is going to the post office. Let's listen to them.
Thomas Pralé no Massé. Nan chime, li kontre ak Alcee ki prale la po. Koute yo.
Soma monsè, kouman ye?
Map kenbe toujou. E ou men?
Jaka djen bati mal.
E mari?
Li konsa.
E ki moun yo?
Jaka djen yap kandi.
Ki koto prale?
Mprale la po, e ou men?
Mprale fè yon tijire nan mase ya.
Alors, ma wopita, Thomas. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Alcee.
Listen to the conversation again. At this time, the English equivalent to the Creole sentences will be provided.
Thomas, mon cher, comment y est?
Thomas, old man, how are you?
Ma tende toujours, et où même?
I'm still holding on. How about you?
Grâce à Dieu, pas plus mal.
Thanks to God, I'm not so bad.
Et Marie?
And Marie?
Oui, comme ça.
She's so-so.
Et puis Mounio?
And the children?
Grâce à Dieu, y'a grandi.
Thanks to God, they're growing up fine.
Qui côté au bralé?
Where are you going?
Bralé la poste, et vous-même?
I'm going to the post office, and yourself?
M'bralé fè yon tijire nan mase.
Oh, I'm going to take a little trip to the market.
Alors, ma wopita, Thomas. Au revoir.
Well then, I'll see you later, Thomas. Goodbye.
Au revoir, Alcee.
Goodbye, Alcee. Part B. Dialogue for you. In the next few minutes, you will learn to produce the Creole sentences you have just heard nearly as fluently and as correctly as the Haitian speakers on the recording. Repeat after the model every time you hear this signal. After the signal is sounded, you will hear a Creole speaker. Repeat after him as many times as he says the word or sentence. You will also be instructed to say Creole words and sentences following an English equivalent or an instruction. In that case, you will hear a different Creole voice giving you the correct confirmation. Repeat after the confirmation whenever it is given. You already know the first part of the dialogue since it does not differ very much from the comprehension exercise of Lesson 1. Consequently, we will review it very quickly, and you are to pay particular attention to accurate pronunciation. 1.
Prisonnier.
2. Say, how are you?
Prisonnier.
3. Now we're going to change the first part of the sentence.
Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous?
The following utterances rhyme.
Jean, ma.
Make the puff test, pronounce the correct Creole t sound.
Cou. Cou. Kuma. Kuma.
Say, how?
Kuma. Kuma.
4. Say, how are you?
Kumaoye. Kumaoye.
5. Do you remember how to say, old man?
Monsieur.
Now open your mouth wide and say, my dear woman.
Master. Master.
6. Do you remember how to say the new variant of how are you?
Comment allez-vous?
7. Say Thomas.
Thomas.
8. Practice. Say Thomas, old man.
Thomas, monsieur. Thomas, monsieur.
Ask Thomas how he is.
Thomas, monsieur, comment allez-vous?
9. Listen to Thomas' reply.
M'a bien dit toujours, et vous-même?
Do you remember what it means? I'm still holding on, and yourself? 10. Say, and yourself.
Et vous-même? Et vous-même?
Say, he's still holding on.
L'abtient de toujours. L'abtient de toujours.
11. Say that you're still holding on and ask me about myself.
M'abtient de toujours. Et vous-même? M'abtient de toujours. Et vous-même?
12. Do you remember how to say, not so bad?
Pas si mal. Pas si mal.
Say, I'm not so bad.
Pas si mal. Pas si mal.
Now try, they're not so bad.
Yo pas si mal. Yo pas si mal.
13. Let's practice pronunciation a bit. The following rhyme.
Ye, be, le. Ye, be, le.
Here's a new set of rhyming utterances.
Che, me, we. Che, me, with.
These are contrasting sets.
Que, que. Que, que. Be, be. Be, be. We, we. We, we.
Keep your jaws close together and do not move them from this position to avoid producing a gliding vowel.
Je. Je. Grâce à Dieu. Grâce à Dieu.
14. Make the puff test and say, I'm not so bad.
Impatinal.
Listen and compare. Mal.
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 Only the second word is correct Creole. Be sure that your tongue touches the back of your upper teeth when you finish pronouncing the word.
Mal. Mal.
Say, thanks to God, I'm not so bad.
Grâce à Dieu, pas plus mal. Grâce à Dieu, pas plus mal.
15. Ask me how I am.
Comment vous êtes? Comment vous êtes?
Ask Marie how she is.
Marie, comment vous êtes? Marie, comment vous êtes?
Now ask the same thing, but with a little more warmth.
Marie, ma soeur, comment vous êtes? Marie, ma soeur, comment vous êtes?
Do you remember how to ask someone what's new?
Bonne nouvelle. Bonne nouvelle.
16. Say, and how about Marie? How is she?
Et Marie, comment lui est? Et Marie, comment lui est?
Ask the same question, but with the...
Qui, Jean?
Variant.
Et Marie, qui Jean lui est? Et Marie, qui Jean lui est?
Ask Alfred to tell you what's new with Marie.
Et Marie, bonne nouvelle. Et Marie, bonne nouvelle.
Say, what's new with him?
Bonne nouvelle.
Remember that in Creole there is no distinction corresponding to the English he, him, his, or he, her, his. They are all expressed by lui or
lui.
17. Now let's learn how to say like that.
Comme ça. Comme ça.
Listen and compare.
Compare. Comme ça. Compare. Comme ça.
Make the puff test.
Compé. Comme ça. Compé. Comme ça.
Say, like that, or so-so.
Comme ça. Comme ça.
Say, he so-so.
Lui comme ça. Lui comme ça.
Say, but you say so.
Lui comme ça. Lui comme ça.
18. Let's listen to our two Haitians again.
Comment mon soeur, comment je? M'a tombé toujours, et ou même? Grâce à Dieu, m'a pas mal. Et Marie? Lui comme ça? Et puis mon yo. Grâce à Dieu, y'a grandi. Qui côté ou pralé? M'pralé la poste. Et ou même? M'pralé faire une fusillée dans ma fille. Alors, ma ou pita, Thomas. Au revoir. Au revoir, Alfie.
19. Converse with Alfie.
Comment ou y'a? M'attendez toujours. Et ou même? M'attendez toujours, et vous-même. Grâce à Dieu, pas plus mal.
20. Now ask about the children.
Eti Munyo.
21. Listen to Alfred's reply.
Yasadye yasgrandi.
Say, they're growing up.
Yasgrandi. Yasgrandi.
What would you say when referring to one child?
Yasgrandi.
22. Say, thanks to God, they're still holding on.
Grâce à Dieu, il y a plein de toujours. Grâce à Dieu, il y a plein de toujours.
Okay, thanks to God, they're growing up.
Grâce à Dieu, il y a grandi. Grâce à Dieu, il y a grandi.
23. Now ask your good friend Thomas how he is.
Thomas, mon cher, comment il est? Thomas, mon cher, comment il est?
Tell him you're still holding on.
Maintenant, depuis vous.
Ask him about himself.
Et vous-même.
Tell him that Marie is so-so.
Marie, comme ça.
Tell him to give you good news of Gabby.
Hey Gabby, bonne nouvelle lui.
Tell him, thanks to God, the children are not so bad.
Grâce à Dieu, tu n'y es pas plus mal.
24. Ask him whether his children are growing up.
Qui mouillou a grandi?
25. After this review, let's learn the new part of the dialogue. You have learned two ways of saying how.
Déjà. Déjà.
And?
Kuma. Kuma.
Now listen to the word for where.
Du côté.
All the consonants of these words are produced without a puff of air. So make the puff test as you practice.
Si. Côté. Côté. Qui côté? Qui côté?
Say where.
Qui côté? Qui côté?
26. We have pointed out earlier that, in a way, Creole is a very logical language in that it avoids redundancy. It also makes very efficient use of words.
Jean
means way or manner, and
côté
means place, location, and of course
qui
indicates that the word is a question word. 27. Say where.
Qui côté? Qui côté?
Say how.
Qui Jean? Qui Jean?
Say how are you?
Qui Jean y est? Comment y est? Qui Jean y est? Comment y est?
Say, where are you?
Qui côté où y est? Côté où y est? Qui côté où y est? Côté où y est?
28. To go is
aller. Aller.
Remember to keep your jaws in the same position to avoid producing a glided vowel in the last part of
Ali. Ali.
Listen and compare.
Ali, prali. Ali, prali.
Count out a 1-2 rhythm as you practice the contrast.
Ali, prali.
Ali Prali. 29. The second word,
Prali,
means going or going to.
Prali. Prali.
Say, I'm going.
Mbrali. Mbrali.
Remember to begin by humming
Mbrali. Mbrali.
30. Say, you're going.
Wali. Wali.
Where are you going?
Du côté où pour aller. Du côté où pour aller.
How would you say, where are we going?
Du côté nous pour aller. Du côté nous pour aller.
31. Listen.
Du côté où pour aller. Côté où pour aller. Du côté où pour aller. Côté où pour aller.
Say, where are you going?
Du côté où pour aller. Du côté où pour aller.
32. Ask Alfred where he's going.
Alfred, qui côté où pour aller? Alfred, qui côté où pour aller?
33. Here's how to say post office.
La poste. La poste.
Practice the following rhyming utterances.
Bus. 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 Bus.
Say, I'm going to the post office.
Pour aller la poste.
34. Ask Marie whether she's going to the post office.
Marie, tu peux aller la poste? Marie, tu peux aller la poste?
Say that you and Toma are going to the post office. Use a pronoun as subject.
Nous pouvons aller la poste. Nous pouvons aller la poste.
35. Enter Toma, indicating your destination is the post office.
Qui côté où pour aller? Je peux aller la poste.
36. Ask him where he's going himself.
Et où même? Qui côté où pour aller? Et où même? Qui côté où pour aller?
37. Listen to his reply.
Mbrali says you see you in no matter.
You may remember that Tomar is saying that he's going to take a little trip to the market. 38. Listen and compare.
Mase, mase. Mase, mase.
This word means market. The second word. Remember, the final vowel is produced if the jaws are close together and in the same position to avoid a grinding vowel.
Masu.
39. Listen.
Masu. Masu.
Count out a 1-2 rhythm and move your jaws from a wide open to a closed position, but hold each position for a fraction of a second.
A-E. A-E. Masu.
40. Here's how to say act.
No. No.
Practice the following rhymed word.
Mo. No. Mo. No.
Now confess the following pair.
Mo. Mo. No. No. Mo. Mo. No, no.
count out a 1-2-3 rhythm.
Un, a, e. Un, a, e.
A, to the market.
No, marché. No, marché.
41. How would you say, he's at the market?
Li no marché. Li no marché.
Say, I'm going to the market.
M'pralé no marché. M'pralé no marché.
Ask Toma whether he's going to the market.
M'pralé no marché. Israel in the market.
42. Here's how to say a little trip to.
Say it easily. Say it easily.
Listen to the soft gh sound in.
Zero. Zero.
Listen and repeat.
Peace. 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 Peace.
Do you remember what the Creole indefinite article is?
You. You.
Repeat.
You. You.
Say a little trip too.
You see here. You see here.
43. To do is.
Fair. Fair.
How would you say I do?
Equal. Equal.
Say, I'm going to.
M'brale. M'brale.
Say, I'm going to do.
M'brale fe. M'brale fe.
44. Do you remember how to say, you're going to the post office?
Ouvrale la poste. Ouvrale la poste.
Say, they're going to the post office.
You pralé la poste. You pralé la poste.
45. Say a little trip to the market.
Say you see you in the market. Say you see you in the market.
46. Say, he's going to take a little trip to the market.
You probably say you see you in the market. You probably say you see you in the market.
We're going to take a little trip to the market.
You probably say you see you in the market. You probably say you see you in the market.
They're going to the market.
You probably in the market. You probably in the market.
He's going to the post office.
You probably la poste. You probably la poste.
End of part 1.